Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We wanted to get an update as to what is happening with the Russia-Ukraine war. Thembisa Fikuda, political analyst at Africa Asia Dialogue. Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
So what is the latest coming out of the area? What do we know?
Well, they're still continuing to bombard the particularly Mariupol area in Ukraine. So nothing is ceased yet, except that the human suffering has actually increased since we spoke last. And on the ground, the Russians seem to be making some inroads towards Kyiv. And that's the situation that is currently reported. So nothing has changed. The discussions are continuing. Those discussions that were mediated by the Belarusian, they've met again on Sunday, trying to discuss a ceasefire. But since then, nothing has really changed. Putin has continued to dug in his heels. And we know that Americans are strengthening their the sanctions, including the Europeans, but really nothing has changed on the ground for the Ukrainians.
So there's been a lot of dialogue. I mean, we know that Putin has spoken to Naftali Bennett. We know that so is Zelensky. There's talks of discussions going on. Are they likely to yield anything, or is this just more, I don't know, optics?
Well, the two countries that are likely to come up with a solution in terms of bringing two parties together, that is Israel and China. But China has also decided to stay away from the discussion after it was accused of assisting the Russians in terms of augmenting their weaponry. So the Americans have accused China and basically warned them that they shouldn't even think about going to assist Russia. Israel has been involved, but again, Israel has also been involved in terms of opening up the possibility of Aliyah, of the Ukrainian Jews want to go to Israel. But we've seen a reluctance because many Ukrainian Jews feel that if they do leave Ukraine,
they
will be giving in on Russia. So they're not looking at... But that also has opened another can of worms in terms of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict with many Arabs saying, so how can you allow the Ukrainian to be coming to Israel while the still Palestinians looking for the same. So I hope that's also going to be sorted out, but that's where we find ourselves at the moment.
There was also a lot of talk about use of chemical warfare, concern that Russia was going to use a false flag incident where they would claim they would use chemical warfare and then claim it was the Ukrainians. Any developments there?
Well, I think that will be a game changer. And we know that there's the red line in that regard. If there's going to be any use of chemical weapons, the Europeans have warned that Russia will face something that they've never faced before. But Europeans have said the same in the past. But we hope that's not going to be another Syrian scenario where Bashar al-Assad used similar weapons against his own people. And the Europeans did nothing, and Americans had to go and get approval from the Congress, who refused for Obama to go in. So hopefully this time around, it'll be a decisive move in terms of preventing Putin from using, or if he does use the weapons of mass destruction, like the chemical weapons, that the Americans and the Europeans will move in and stop him from doing so.
Do we have any sense at this stage how much of Ukraine is in Russian hands?
Well, at the moment, we don't have much idea, but we do hear all of these reports saying that there's quite a bit, and they can use any time, any moment from now, and that's what making as many of us worried about what's the next move after this, because it's going to impact the entire globe.
It really is. And this is definitely a very, very frightening development in the war. Of course, also the worries about hints of targeted nuclear attacks. It does seem to be becoming more and more desperate in a way, actually, for both sides. And that's never a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, if that happens, you must know that then it's going to be a nuclear war for the entire world. And you're going to have all of these alliances joining in. And that will trigger what if it's not already a third world war. And that will be very. I mean, we are lucky because the longest missile at the moment, which is owned by the North Koreans, is 4,000 kilometers. So we are 17,000 kilometers away from Russia. So one can say that at least we're a bit safe for now.
Unless somebody messes something up at Kuburg, we're pretty all right in this regard.
Exactly. But I mean, even the longest missile would never reach South Africa from Russia. So at least you can take that comfort for now, at least.
Absolutely. The surprising joys of being South African. That's where we leave it. It is 8:27. I'm Howard Feldman. That was Timpisa Fakuda bringing us the latest from the Russia-Ukrainian war.